Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Saturday was fantastic, wasn't it? Everybody was outside doing one thing or another. Most people working in their yards, getting their gardening beds ready. Hey, are you thinking about traveling this spring, traveling this summer? Well, everybody's worried about their flight being canceled. There's a lot of news these days about the shortage of pilots. Where are they going? Are they retiring? We've reached out to United Airlines, and Charlie Hobert is on the phone. He's a spokesperson for United. How are you today, Charlie?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So most of the headlines are saying that overall airlines in our country are looking to hire 13,000 pilots this year. Where did the pilots go? Are they retiring, changing careers? Why are we seeing such a pilot shortage?
Yeah, generally speaking, I'd start by saying that the pilot shortage itself is not really impacting United directly. And I suppose the same could be said for most of the major carriers in this country, for that matter. The impact is felt far more acutely at the regional airlines. And those are the smaller airlines that connect small cities and towns to hub markets like Chicago, New York, and Houston. Now, in terms of where did the pilots go, well, again, generally speaking, they really haven't gone anywhere, you know, beyond the current circumstances with the pandemic and the longstanding issue of the mandatory retirement age of 65 for pilots from the FAA, which, you know, of course, is leading to a whole generation of pilots retiring pretty soon.
This is Charlie Hobert. He is a spokesperson for United Airlines. So is that 5 years beyond the standard 4 years of college?
Yeah, indeed. Generally speaking, you know, let's say a pilot starts or an aspiring pilot begins their career with 0 hours, right? They would need to get their private pilot's license. They would need to get various certifications moving forward in order to eventually fly for a commercial airline. And typically that would be at one of those regional carriers.
So when the U.S. industry is looking to hire an increase of 13,000 pilots this year, you're saying that's not unusual?
Well, I don't exactly know what sort of the industry needs are going to be, but I could say at United, we are looking to hire roughly 10,000 pilots by the end of the decade. And we plan to hire a little more than 2,000 pilots this year.
So the first weekend of this month, the first weekend of April, 10,000 flights were canceled across many carriers in one weekend. Obviously, spring break, leaving people behind, it causes a lot of frustration. And you're saying that's not due to any kind of pilot shortage, or what was that due to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm nearly certain the pilot shortage did not contribute to those issues. United, we did not face it like some of our competitors did. But to say that the pilot shortage is the sole factor of some of the challenges that airlines are facing right now, I think oversimplifies the circumstances to some degree.
And what is the biggest challenge airlines are facing right now?
I don't think there is necessarily a challenge at play here, an overwhelming challenge. Again, as I say, at United, we're not really seeing any sort of staffing issues or, you know, lack of pilot availability to operate our flights.
Delta Airlines announced that it was reducing its education requirements for prospective pilots by abandoning the requirement for a 4-year college degree. Is that something you anticipate will happen at United as well?
It is still a preference of ours that pilots entering our system, our training system, do have a college degree. It's not a necessity at this point. But again, you know, we hire the best pilots in the industry. We launched our United Aviate Academy, as I said, last year to help ensure that we continue to have the best pilots in the industry, and they go through a rigorous training protocol. So, you know, the way we're looking at it is that we want to provide them with opportunities to learn and to grow under our continual observation.
So news broke last week that United is allowing those passengers who were banned from flying during the pandemic because they refused to wear a mask. Now that the mask mandate is lifted, At least at this point. You never know. It changes day by day, it seems. Are all those passengers welcome back, or is that a welcome back on a case-by-case basis?
Yeah, it's on a case-by-case basis. You know, we're going to allow some customers who were previously banned for failing to comply with mask-related rules to fly with us again after ensuring their commitment to follow all crew member instructions on board. So we don't have a broad policy in place. We're going to look at it on a case-by-case basis and do what makes the most sense.
Good. I think that's good for your employees. And as a passenger, I would contend that if you can't follow rules on an aircraft, then maybe you shouldn't be allowed to be on an aircraft, because we all want to be safe. And some of the video we saw was just outrageous.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a challenging time for our frontline coworkers. You know, it was difficult for them to have to enforce this federal mask mandate. It was challenging for customers as well, but it was a federally mandated rule. I followed it. The overwhelming majority of our customers followed that mandate with little to no incident.
And you expect the summer to be busy, like busier than it's been pre-pandemic?
Absolutely, yes. It is indeed going to be a pretty busy summer. I know that we expect to operate many more flights out of Chicago as we move into the summer. You know, we're working to ensure that we have the right number of employees available so we can meet our customers' needs and ensure that we operate those flights in a timely manner.
Well, thanks for joining us, Charlie. We appreciate your input, and thanks for making the call to Chicago's Afternoon News.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Hey, Mary's got a check on weather and traffic right now.